800 CJBQ.
This hour on 800 CJBQ is brought to you by Competition Motors.
Drive with European engineering and sophistication. Competition Motors sells and services the finest European vehicles such as Mercedes-Benz, Porsche, Audi, Volkswagen, and BMW. Highway 62 North, Belleville. Competition Motors, taking great care of great cars.
You're listening to The Lauren Brooker Show on 800 CJBQ. The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guests and don't necessarily represent the opinions of Quenny Broadcasting.
Welcome back. It is hour number two of The Lauren Brooker Show on this Tuesday. Lots of fun happening throughout the week. It is election time. Federal election time, and of course what we do on this show is make sure that every major candidate has an opportunity to speak, and well, that's happening today.
It's federal election time and your vote matters. You're listening to Meet the Candidate on the Lauren Brooker Show on CJBQ.
It is Meet the Candidates, and today our candidate is Bay of Quinte Conservative candidate Ryan Williams. Ryan is the current member of Parliament?
No. Candidate.
You can't say?
Was the former.
Former, I guess, all right. Let's get technical here. But he was the former MP before the writ was dropped. So we say hello to Ryan Williams.
Good morning.
Ever been on the show before? Do you know
never,
how it works?
Never. Too often, but never too often.
Never too often to
exactly.
Do talk radio.
Exactly.
You can also watch this. Hopefully you're watching maybe on your TV. We say hello, and we're giving the service to your TV as well, so people have tons of opportunity to meet the candidates. Ryan will have 90 seconds at the end of this show to tell us why he should be the member of parliament for Bay of Quinte or continue in that role. So Ryan, good morning. Couple things we got to get to. You have been in the news and your campaign has been in the news. First of all, let's talk about these weird websites that people would go for the Liberal candidates, and then it would go to your website. Obviously, I've known you for a long time. There's dirty things that happen in politics, but honestly, and I'm not being partisan, I'm not being anything, I don't think you're the kind of guy that would say, hey, let's get all of Chris Millett's names and destroy any chance he could put a website
first
together.
First of all, they're unlisted, so unless you were, because they're not in Google, they're not there. There's no way to find them. This is a dirty trick. It actually is, it's bad for all accounts. It's bad for all actors. I'll tell you right now, as soon as we got this, Elections Canada was notified, the commissioner for Elections Canada who handles this, but also cyber crimes and RCMP. So I'm going to the fullest extent. Lauren, we're the party that believes in jail, not bail. this is election interference. First of all, it wasn't something that, you know, I believe was pushing traffic. There's no benefit at all to this.
Everybody should be able to find out about their candidates.
No, and my point is, I have votewilliams.ca. It's on my literature. It's on my social media. We push it out to people, get traffic to us.
Right.
This was a site that, these were five apparently, that someone had misdirected, thinking it was a story or something would happen. But to my point, if you can't find it, it wasn't going anywhere. But secondly, the fact that when this was announced and there was a press release from the Liberal camp, you know, again, this is all, even though they say, well, you know, we don't think Ryan was a part of it, and obviously we're not, this is ridiculous, it does look bad. So this is election interference, no matter how you slice it.
Right, and you wouldn't do something,
or
the Liberals or the NDP wouldn't do, there is no gain in
for
this.
For what gain? For anyone. Right. Actually, it makes us look bad.
That's what I'm saying.
We would say on both sides of this, It's somehow from somewhere of either to take away from the issues that we're talking about, because this is a very important campaign.
Right.
Or secondly, to try to make someone look bad somewhere. And it's they're for no gain it for anyone. So to the point, Lauren, to put this to bed, RCMP are involved.
Okay.
I talked to cyber criminals last night. They'll find it. They'll find the person. And at the end of the day, they're going to pay the price.
Any idea who might have done this?
Well, if I knew, I would be telling you now. So, we have a mutual friend. There's some who do cyber work, and I was talking to them. He says, yeah, I was talking to Millett last night. Look, all of us want to get this individual. For whatever reason, it was there and brought up. At the end of the day, we've got big things to talk about today. This is a big election for so many reasons.
And we should also point out that you and Chris have known each other and worked together on council for years. There's no animosity. I've traveled to Korea with both of you. I did not notice any animosity between you guys.
Well, hey, look, you have an election and maybe different things come out. You know, we have an important election here to run. And I understand, you know, we can have both sides in this. There's a lot of issues we need to talk about. So when we talk about this election and I'm going to door to door, it's really the issues we're hearing. So the issues right now are affordability. It's a fact in Belleville that 20% of Belleville is using Gleeter's food bank. 1 in 3 households are food insecure. We knock on doors, Lauren, and people are putting 100% of their income into their rent. You know, this wasn't the dream that our top generation in Canada had. Like my parents, my grandparents didn't have an issue buying a home. They took home more income than they paid in taxes. They weren't using food banks to supplement their income, which is happening in Belleville. We had strong borders, we had strong military. That dream from that older generation is not what the younger generation. So our my grandparents for sure, their children had it okay, but the children and grandchildren now, that those two generations on the bottom are having a hard time living in Canada, having a hard time seeing a future in Canada. This election is really about that generation saying, we need change. We need change. And the question we ask at every door, after 10 years of this government, the crime rates, the lack of doctors, the fact that you're using food banks and you're paying more taxes, is it time for a new government? And we're hearing that answer at the doors. Yes, it's time for change.
One of the things that you did bring up is affordability when opening your office here in Belleville. And you talked about your Liberal opponent and how he voted for traffic cameras or speed enforcement cameras. That's a municipal issue. Why did you bring it up?
Well, I correlated it. It's parallel to the carbon tax. So what was amazing last week, Lauren, all the Liberal candidates were going around filling their gas tanks up saying, isn't this great, Lauren? You're now saving $20, $30 per tank. And our point was, why? Our point for 4 years, Lauren, has been axe the tax. We asked last summer for a reprieve. We asked the GSTF home heating. And every time the government said, you're better off with the carbon tax, you get more money. Then guess what? They took it off and they said, hey, guess what? You're better off. We took the carbon tax off. The point being, Lauren, if this government gets back in, and Mark Carney has talked about carbon tax going from consumer to industry, and that's the other thing we've talked about, he'll put it on Kellogg's, Procter & Gamble, our steel industries. Our industries need to be more competitive. They need more taxes. And my point to a candidate who has voted for speed cameras instead of speed bumps or traffic calming, and I was on traffic committee. I'll tell you, Lauren, as a counselor, I never would have put speed cameras into Belleville, because here's what I'm hearing at the doors. The single mom who's driving to work, who does 11 kilometers over, is getting a $95 ticket, and a cop or police officer, if they'd pulled them over, they would have let them off. She's got to pay that, and that she's already making a choice between groceries and other. And the parallelism with the carbon tax, this government said time and again in Parliament, we were against them, the carbon tax is good for you. It's going to put more money in your pocket. But guess what the same people said to us? Paying that carbon tax, feeling that $20 or $30 more in my car, is stopping me from buying groceries. At our point, Lauren, stop the tax grabs, keep the tax in people's pocket. Either it's for traffic cams or if it's for affordability, we're going to find better speed calming measures to make sure that we are taking care of those issues without taxing our citizens, and that's what we've committed to.
613-969-1545, 1-866-969-1546 is the number to have your question or comment for the Conservative candidate for Bay of Quinte, Ryan Williams. Don't forget the election on April 28th. And I would much rather you ask questions than me, because that's why we do this. Ryan and all the candidates will not speak to a bigger audience at one time than they are right now. There's thousands, believe it or not, there's thousands of people.
Thousands of people.
And, I mean, the odds of you filling, you know, 2 CAA arenas in a row with people.
Well, I'm not, but Pierre Poilievre is. He had 15,000 people in Edmonton last night, 4,000 people in Kingston, 6,500 in Oshawa. I think that to me, it speaks to that generation that Pierre's speaking to. Now, again, we have all generations knocking doors with us. I've got some that are 20, 21. I've got some that are 50, 65. You know, but at the end of the day, what this election is about, we say it's a generational election. Generational because look at the threat towards Canada. Look how united Canada is in patriotism right now. Every Canadian is saying, that we need to put Canada first.
And I agree, but wasn't it Pierre Poilievre who did a pretty good job at breaking Canada apart or putting a chasm between Canadians?
No, Pierre actually...
I kind of disagree with that.
Well, Pierre would say that the government was broken, their policies were broken, the taxes should come down. He would say those parts are broken. Our military is underfunded, Lauren. We have people using the food bank while they're working. Is that not broken? But I'll tell you the division. I'll tell you right now. When you call a candidate, you take the most hated person in Canada right now, which is who? Donald Trump.
Right.
And then you compare him to a candidate.
Globally, yes. Okay,
but you compare him to a candidate running who's a Canadian and say, Pierre Poilievre is Donald Trump, and they're actively doing that. You're causing a division in a country when we should have unity. Never, ever should you be comparing someone who's putting tariffs on our country, threatening us economically, and more importantly, saying we should be the 51st state, with a candidate who's saying Canada first, meaning we're going to put our jobs, our workers, and our country first. That divide that I hear at the door is the division caused by the Liberal Party and by its candidate, not by the candidates going out to say, hey, here's the 29 policy proposals that we pitched right now, like 15% off your income tax, making sure we fight and build homes by lessening the bureaucracy and red tape we know that's there. And CFB Trenton, we have 50 homes for our military. They were promised in 2015. Lauren, guess how many were built in the last 10 years? Zero. We had one service member in his trailer living by the water all winter long, a service member for Canadian Armed Forces. We're short 600 members in CFB Trenton, and we need them to protect our borders and work across the world in the work that we do and they do. When we look at just the general state of affairs and what's happening here in Canadians, you know, the other big thing I hear, everyone's got this, lack of doctors in Canada. So we're right now in Bay Quinny, short 50 doctors. And so when you go to Belleville Emerge, and I talked to Stacey Dobbs this week, or if you go to Trenton, or you go to Picton, Trenton and Picton, I guess you can wait 4 hours. But Belleville sometimes was 10, 12 hours. And according to the hospital, and I know this, it's not because of the lack of care at the hospital or the lack of competence of a QHC. It's because we have lack of staff. So when we have lack of doctors, and I was on council 5 years ago when we would have deputations from QHC saying, look, we need on your doctor recruitment program to also get doctors for the hospital. We have a program called Blue Seal. And what's amazing, we have 10,000 internationally trained doctors in Canada. Pierre always jokes, if you need a doctor in Canada, you don't call 911, you call it a taxi. People who are trained in other nations, Blue Seal is like Red Seal for the trades. Blue Seal will take an accreditation, a testing program. Within 60 days, we will test if someone's capable to do the job as doctor,
right,
not based on where they come from, but based on their proven ability.
Sure.
And then we'll find a pathway into the system.
Well, the pathway in the system is the problem, because then you're dealing with the provincial government and you're dealing with the Ontario Medical Association and all these organizations.
And what's fantastic right now is every single premier has said they're going to drop interprovincial trade barriers. And guess the number one interprovincial trade barrier we have right now? Labor mobility. So the example is the MFRC in Quinny West. We have servicemen and women who come to work on the base, their spouses come with them. And all the time, either they're a paramedic or a teacher or a doctor, they can't get accreditation in Ontario
it's a joke.
For 2 years. Every premier has promised they're going
to
drop
that.
To me,
in this entire campaign, one of the best lines has come from your leader, Pierre Poilievre, who said, our biggest trading partner should be ourselves.
Yes.
And we are in front of ourselves, and whoever becomes prime minister has to facilitate that. Removal of these interprovincial trade barriers. All right, Wayne, good morning. You're on with Ryan Williams.
Good morning, everyone. I have two questions for Mr. Williams. The first one is that I would like to know why the local officials had to do an end-around when they were trying to get funds for the hub. Under $4 million, which was provided by the federal government, but apparently they did not get too much support from Mr. Williams' office. And number two, Mr. Poilievre's comment about Canada is broken. I know you've mentioned that, but I think that's very divisive. You know, we're facing that threat to our sovereignty from across the border and other issues as well, and yet Canadians are standing strong. We're standing together. We're more unified than ever, and I think that's just the wrong statement at the wrong time. Anyway, I thank you for your time, and everyone, please have a good day.
Thank you, Wayne. No, you know, look, this was said at the onset, and was it the right words 5-6 years ago? Well, we looked at all the issues. We look at housing, we look at healthcare, we look at their borders, we look at our military, we look at the carbon tax. You know, it was at the right time to talk about those issues and how they're broken and how we're going to fix them. You don't start with it's broken and that's it. It was that here's the issues, here's the brokenness, this is how we're going to fix that. So that's all we've worked on, is all these policy changes. When it came to, I'd love to address this first one from housing. This was an untruth. I know that my opponent brought this up as to why he was running. No other reason but to this one. And it's completely untrue. And we have the receipts. The letters that I wrote to the minister were September 9th after the first round. I supported it on the first round and also the second round. I was in the news. There's a Quinney News article. Look it up. September 9th. I'm supporting housing. I don't know why we were denied the first round. I demanded that that Belleville, also Prince Edward County, also Quinney West, also Hastings County, all get housing funding. I was the one who got in trouble for supporting that funding because I will always support my region over party. I'm always standing up for my party in there. And what the other thing that happened is I'd like to take, you know, think that there's some credit to me for getting the funding. I'm the one who went to Sean Fraser in the hall. You know, 5 degrees of separation, his wife and or himself and my wife share a common ancestor. We get to talk about that. I get to see Mr. Fraser. He's a little bit taller than me, but he's a good guy. And honestly, I said, Belleville needs this funding and let's get it going. And he said to me, Ryan, it's coming. We're going to work on it. So, you know, at the end of the day, I'm always for funding for our regions, whether it's been for healthcare, whether it's been for housing. Pinecrest is another example where they've been waiting now 8 years in Bloomfield. It's ridiculous. They don't have the funding. The last funding they were waiting for was a green program, solar panels to finish seniors affordable housing in old school, which is exactly the model we want to look at, done by Andy Spry. If you know Bob Cottrell and Andy Spry, who have done multiple projects in this region, they should almost have a Nexus card to get these projects done. I've been advocating for the base to get their 50 homes built. It's been 10 years. They've been announcing money after money. This government can't build anything it wants. Government needs to get out of the way and let people get those homes built. I've been the one standing up for police, getting them more tools so they can put criminals away. I go on ride-alongs with the police. Every year I make a point to go on a ride-along. Every officer tells me it's so disheartening and demoralizing that they go out, put a drug dealer away, and they say, Ryan, look, here he's out again, because they're getting bail, not jail. The situation with the detox, I was the first one with Chief Callahan to stand up with the mayor and say, let's get a treatment center well before, and by the way, we've had this problem since 2017 in Belleville or before then, opioids, overdoses, homelessness. Homelessness has doubled, by the way. I've been an advocate the whole way. And to say that the system wasn't broken, it was. It has been. We need to fix it. We need to do this for Canadians, for people who live in Belleville, and I will never, ever stop fighting for this region.
Dan, good morning. You're on with Ryan Williams.
Good morning, and thank you, Mr. Williams, for representing our area in Ottawa. I appreciate that.
Thank you, sir.
Voted for you in the last election, but I do have some concerns that have come up over the period of time that you served, more so from a country perspective. I'm concerned about reaching back to COVID, and I have a couple comments, and I really appreciate then your comments back, if you could, please.
Sure.
The COVID pandemic, I worry about the approach Mr. Polyev and how a conservative government would take if another pandemic hit, and how well it would support the population, the necessary steps to protect the population. I saw the truckers protest. I did not support that. I know Mr. Polyev did. And those concerns just kept growing. And I saw a lot of the almost like a doom and gloom approach from Mr. Polyev in terms of some of the type of attack ads and approaches and that. And I'd rather have something that's more bringing people together than it is the doom and gloom. And it started to ring too much like Trump. And I know that, you know, nobody wants to hear that, but it does feel that way. And then when he took no reporters coming on to the plane, it started to sound to me, what is he scared of? Is this more acting in the terms of Trump? And just seeing some of those things occurring. And the worst thing I can say here is that it's starting to give me this bad feeling, like a Frank Burns style character in Mr. Polyev. I like the work you do for our community. I like the work, the way you stand up for it. But what I struggle to see is Mr. Polyev being the leader to lead our country. And that's changing my mind on my vote at the moment, and would like to hear your comments back on that.
Thanks, Dan. Appreciate the call. Do you want to hang on, or do you want to just hang up and we'll let Ryan speak?
That's fine, if you'd like to. Sure.
Okay, sure.
No, all thank right. you very much. No, appreciate that. And honestly, these are good conversations. And, you know, when Mr. Poilievre switches from leader of opposition, which he's been very good at, to the prime minister, that's his job through the next 3 weeks for sure, is to prove to you that he's going to be a uniter and a prime minister. And that's why the debates are so important next week to be able to talk to Canadians. And I do say to you, please go and listen to his speeches. Please listen to him now speak about how he's uniting Canadians and what he's going to do. I'll go back to your first comment. We were never against vaccines. We always made that very clear. We were always, and I was one on air here many times to talk about the importance of it. We were against the mandates. And at that time, what was happening was the health minister saying we're going to see more mandates, we're going to see more lockdowns, at a point where we were saying, look, you know, we have to look at moving forward. We have to obviously encourage vaccines, but we need to move forward. Quebec was putting a tax on people who are unvaccinated, and they were looking to put a tax on that, which was unconstitutional. And we had truckers, of course, which became the big part of that because they were most times alone, but they were doing a vaccine mandate when we were short 26,000 truckers. Since then, you know, the Emergencies Act has been deemed unconstitutional by the Supreme Court. We've had multiple court cases where people who are forced and mandated, they're winning their court cases because that wasn't there. The whole point we made during that whole protest is people have autonomy in their bodies. We're going to make sure we educate people to get vaccinated, but it was their choice. And who I was speaking out for the time were people who had had one vaccine, had major adverse reactions, and we weren't giving any reprieve to those Canadians who of course, it wasn't an all-size-fit-all. And at the end of the day, the untruth that was perpetrated that was that unvaccinated could spread this faster vaccine, which came out actually untrue, absolutely untrue, and that became a major division point for the last election. So to my point, it's always about uniting Canadians and the fact that we live on a common land with common laws and we want to work together. And, you know, whether we're saying Canada first or elbows up, that's the common theme. The second part is that we found our on Canada that we were unresilient, that when we went to go get PPE, it was all from China. We're not making anything in Canada anymore. When it came, you know, something I've seen from the trade critic, we don't even make infant milk formula in Canada. Well, sorry, we have one company that makes it in Bath, Ontario, called Royal Milk, but 100% of it is exported to China. We have to get back to being resilient in Canada, making vaccines in Canada, making PPE, so the next pandemic, we're prepared for our country with a pandemic preparedness plan, with a strong military rollout so that we can take care of our citizens with a strong healthcare system. That's exactly what we stand up for. And we stand up for Canadians' rights and safety every single day.
It's 10:30. We're going to take a break. We have callers on the line, and we will get to you as well. 613-969-1545. It's Meet the Candidates. Ryan Williams in studio. He's the Conservative candidate running for Bay of Quinte MP.
I'm Tim from Weaver Family Funeral Homes. Our family has been caring for families for the last 80 years, and we owe a great deal of gratitude to our forefathers for the level of commitment that they put into their communities. And the amount of changes that have happened are certainly very different over the last decades, but one thing has stayed constant, and that is our commitment and care to our families. Celebrating life your way for 80 years. Visit WeaverFuneralHomes.com.
Weaver Family Funeral Homes.
800-CJBQ and BST Vacations want you to travel the world this fall as you visit incredible Italy and fantastic France. Listen anytime for your chance to fly to Rome and board Celebrity Cruises' beautiful Equinox. For a 9-night Mediterranean adventure, visit Naples, the home of pizza, picturesque Portofino, glamorous Cannes, and Marseille, the gateway to Provence. The only thing missing is you. Log on to CJBQ.com for complete contest details. Cruise Italy and the South of France this fall from BST Vacations and 800-CJBQ.
Ryan Cook from Sterling Carpentry.
I can take a backyard and make it look like $1 million.
I'm at the lumber mill before each project. I could tell you where the trees were cut down, whose lot it was, and where it was milled. To take someone's backyard space and make that the living room, I do it in minus 40, I do it in
40 degrees when it's hot. And if I win the lottery, I do it for nothing.
Visit sterlingcarpentry.ca. Premium craftsmanship built to last. There's just one place to go for new and good used appliances. Smitty's Appliances has the best price and selection. After the sale, Smitty says it's service that's important. Smitty has been servicing the Quinte area for 50 years. That speaks for itself. There's a big inventory of new and used appliances available for same-day delivery at Smitty's Appliances. River Road, Corbyville.
The music you remember.
I fell into a burning ring of fire.
The news you rely on.
I'm Melanie Cameron with your CJBQ News Update.
I'm Zach Begiven with your CJBQ News Update.
And the personalities that bring a smile to your face.
Rod Stewart, and for every young CJBQ, Brian DeCary.
Great game on your radio. I'd love to set you up with a couple of meals.
Oh, boy, good eating going on at the Royal Canadian.
Thank you for making us part of your day. Quinte's Hometown Radio, 800 CJBQ. Live from Studio 800, it's the Lauren Brooker Show on CJBQ.
Welcome back. It is the Lauren Brooker Show on 800 CJBQ. Bay of Quinte Conservative candidate Ryan Williams is in studio with us. Eva Duffy, who is the Hastings, Lennox, and Addington and Tyendinaga NDP candidate, will join us on Thursday for another edition of Meet the Candidates. And we're very happy to have the candidates in for an hour. I'm very happy to have them answer your calls way better than...
Way better.
Way better.
Way better.
Because you never know what they're going to say. You have a good idea what I'm going to ask you. So here
we
go.
Well, we never know.
Here we go. All right. Let's go to Michael. Michael, you're on CJBQ with Ryan Williams.
Hi, Michael.
Oh, good morning, gentlemen. Ryan, I know there's a lot of other issues out there right now that Canada's focused on, but I'd like to know what your thoughts on the judicial system is. We have long-serving members of the police and the family, and I guess the thing that keeps coming to the surface every once in a while when they voice their opinions on stuff is how frustrating it is for them to do the jobs they do and see people let out from the top level by the judicial system just let back out on bail and so on and so forth. I haven't heard a lot on the campaign trails from either parties about this because I know, like I said, there's a lot of other issues out there right now that are more concerning.
Well, I'm going to say this. You know, there's a lot of people who are very upset that people are they get arrested and they're back out on the street.
Yeah, we call it catch and release. And
hold on. Let me just clear this up. Because people are mad at the JPs or the justices, right?
Uh-huh.
So somebody gets arrested and if they're not sent off, like given a ticket for, walking around with a beer in their hand, they have to show up for a bail hearing.
This isn't hang 'em high sort of thing.
This is
why don't we change the criminal code?
Well, this is the issue.
It's been in effect forever.
Everybody in this country is presumed to be given bail. They are bail worthy unless they're proved not to be, and they have
Williams.
Yeah, the gentleman's correct, though. There's legislation that was changed,
so
right?
Let me get to my question. My question is...
Your question.
I'm just trying to get to the question here.
You go for it.
Are the Conservatives prepared to change the way bail is delivered?
1,000%.
So it's because people are mad at the JPs and the justices, but they're just following the rules.
And that was the gentleman's question, is are we going to change the judicial and the laws that have changed the system? And the answer is absolutely. There were two bills put in that allowed the judiciary, when making decisions, to determine if bail was more of a requirement or the end result rather than jail. And what we've seen over and over is what the judicial system is allowing is those, especially particularly violent criminals who have violent acts over and over, and then the other one is drug dealers or drug producers. They're put out in bail or they're put on house arrest. Pierre Poilievre's line is always that if you do Grand Theft Auto, you go home and you play Grand Theft Auto at home until you can get out and play Grand Theft Auto in real life. We have to get back to giving the tools back to judges and the JPs so that we put and keep those criminals in jail. And why this was done, again, the question was, because there was at the time a feeling there was a disproportionate amount of minorities in the penal system. And so there were changes done to make sure that there was a more lenient system that allowed more bail when appropriate. But what actually happened was, and we found this, it's not, Lorne, everyday citizens in Belleville who are committing all the crimes all the time. What they found in Vancouver, for instance, the same 75 criminals were committing 6,000 crimes over a month and a half period. The same criminals going out and keep violating these laws that we have. And in the Belleville system, when I have done these ride-alongs with the police, they've been very adamant to say to me, we need those tools back because it's so disheartening to go out and put a criminal away and he's back out in bail the next day and then do it again and do it again. And what happens also from the side of that is also the deterrent factor is gone. What's the deterrent for a criminal if you know you're out in bail the next day? I'm going to actually bring one more example in because this was nuts to me. I was in Millhaven with a tour. And the other thing that's happening right now is we have drones dropping drugs in the yard.
Right.
And so when I was there, I asked a guard. They said, well, we're so disheartened because these criminals are high all the time. I said, you've got to be kidding me. Show me. We went into maximum security, and four criminals in maximum security were there high as a kite. Their pupils were dilated. And then the other thing they told me is it used to be in the system they had to do, you know, some craft or activity or learn a project or go and make
work.
Sure. Yeah, work. And now they don't. They can sit and play video games if they chose. So now you can go to jail. What's the deterrent? For maximum security, you'll get the drugs you want, and you can play video games all day. It is ridiculous. We have to go back to a system that is justice-based, that we put the ones away, that there's a deterrent for our crimes. We give the tools and make sure that the police that are all asking for it, they're all asking for it, that they get the tools to put the bad guys away. We're not talking about everyone. And when I go back to the opioid crisis here, what we proposed on the weekend, which is a fantastic piece of policy, was $250 million for treatment. And treatment to ensure that Belleville for Hub and for our treatment beds continues to get federal support. And remember back to when I was fighting for Belleville, I had the addictions minister in Parliament, and I was grilling her on when support was. She kept passing the buck to the province. I was very happy to see the federal government finally came through. But what's really great about our policy is we're going to continue to fund treatment for those addicted, and we're going to put the drug dealers away. And my last piece of evidence on this, which is really disheartening, is that in Toronto Star last week or 2 weeks ago, they said that the criminal fentanyl labs in Canada, there used to be 49 of them 2 years ago. There's now 99 fentanyl labs. Not only are we getting fentanyl, which 4 milligrams will kill like 30 people, from China, and that's a CBSA issue with our borders and our porous borders, especially our ports, we're also having fentanyl labs in Canada. Why, Lauren? Have we allowed this? Because we're allowing, it's too lenient of a judicial system. We have to be harder on these criminals. And the last part is we're putting anyone who produces fentanyl away for life. Fentanyl has killed 50,000 Canadians over the last decade. These criminals are going away under our watch, away for life. They are murderers.
Part of the plan that was announced over the weekend by Polyev is to not allow any more safe consumption sites as well. So yep. There is a building of contributing to a process of getting off drugs, but eliminating any new places to do drugs legally.
They have been a tremendous failure. They found more of those drugs from those systems exiting and getting into the hands of children in other communities. They found in BC, it was such an epic failure that they're starting to shut all theirs down. Another policy where they thought this would be a great way to help, it has done nothing but hurt those people. We need treatment. We need to work on. And hey, treatment is never easy. We talk about results based, where we're looking at ways to make sure that people get all the help they need. It's just like homelessness. You think if you give someone a home off homelessness, they're done? No, it takes so much work. Wraparound support, emergency support services, employment services. We need market rent that's affordable. There's so many problems, Lauren, but we're looking at solutions that are going to help people, not hinder them.
Teresa, you're on with Ryan Williams.
Hi, Ryan. I'm just wondering what the Conservatives are going to be doing for seniors. I haven't heard a lot about the policies regarding the Conservatives, what they're going to be doing to assist seniors.
Thanks, Teresa. Well, we had a great announcement last week on seniors. One was, it's to go against the untruth that's going around that we're raising retirement age. 65 is staying. It's going to stay forever. Second is we announced that any seniors who are working, we're going to raise the tax-free allowance to $1,000. And if seniors have RRSPs, we're going to raise, allow them to continue to collect those into, from 71 now till 73. But more importantly, when we look at all of our policies, it's trying to get more money into seniors' pockets, which means stopping inflationary spending, ensuring that your dollar's going further, stopping any of the carbon taxes that have been, of course, your tank of gas going up $20, $30, and ensuring that when we look at Canada and we're producing more of the stuff that we need to produce in Canada, any new revenue goes to the top that is healthcare. If you listened earlier, I talked about Blue Seal, where we have 10,000 internationally trained doctors. You want to make sure you have more doctors. And something that I really love, too, I've talked to a lady the other day, is something we've always talked about is keeping seniors in their homes longer. When we have a better healthcare system with more doctors, that allows you to stay in your home. That's also a cost savings to of course, the government as a whole. But we want you to take home more money, stay in your home longer, have a good healthcare system where you have a doctor, a family doctor, and also doctors, more doctors in the hospitals, keeping more of your money as a whole and making sure that we look after your tax dollar so your money isn't eroded. This today and yesterday, the stock market are not doing well. We need, and that's a lot because of the tariffs, but also because this government has kept the things we do really well in the ground, like our oil and natural gas. So we have to really make sure as a country we are taking care of your dollar, making sure we're spending the money wisely on the top part, and then and making sure we're looking after our seniors. Our seniors built this country.
All right.
Exactly.
Thank you, Teresa. Okay,
thank you.
Appreciate the call. Got to take a break. Still some phone calls to get to. 613-969-1545. 1-866-969-1546. Our discussion continues with Bay of Quinte Conservative candidate Ryan Williams.
Make your house shine from top to bottom without lifting a finger. Call Quinte Power Wash. They expertly wash homes and commercial properties with high-pressure cleaning for surfaces like concrete and stone, and low-pressure cleaning for things like vinyl, stucco, and wood. Quinte Power Wash even washes your trailer, boat dock, pool deck, fences, outdoor furniture, and more. Ask about their complete house washing package. For a free quote, visit QuintePowerWash.com or call 613-919-4410.
Upgrade your kitchen and get paid for it. Visit Frigid Air Frenzy at Arnie's Appliances. Get a $100 rebate on every qualifying Frigid Air appliance you buy. Plus, every purchase enters you into a contest. Frigid Air Frenzy until April 16th at Arnie's Appliances, Tyendinaga. Everything but the taxes.
When you get a Subaru with symmetrical full-time all-wheel drive and class-leading safety included, it's like you also get a Subaru that comes with a multi-dog transporter, mud navigator, a Rainmaster slope pilot, remote campsite finder, a moose country guide, a gravel handler, a very slushy surface controller, windy road stabilizer, spinning wheel avoider, a four-legged mammal attractor, surprise snow detector, plus a... Oh, and we're out of time. Subaru is the multi-tool that masters every unpredictable weather condition.
See Bay Subaru in Belleville. Book your appointment online, baysubaru.com.
Ah, dag name it, Harold. The sun's frying my eyeballs.
Quit your yapping, Earl. My coffee's harder than a skillet because of this blasted window. We need blinds pronto.
Blinds? Where are we going to get them? I ain't leaving this chair.
McAdam Windows and Doors, you old coot. They got fancy blinds, blocks the sun, keeps the nosy neighbors out.
McAdams, huh? They better not charge an arm and a leg. I'm already missing a toe.
They're affordable, Earl. Call them up. Get some blinds before we both turn into raisins.
Request a free quote for McAdam Windows and Doors. Quality blinds, happy homes. Online at McAdamWindows.com.
Dreaming of building a new deck? Choose a local company that supports local lumber. Choose Sterling Carpentry.
I can go today and handpick white cedar that was milled a week ago, cut down from a lot that I know where the lot is, and bring it to your house. And it's not from some faraway place. And the beauty of all that is we're also helping that guy who has that lumber mill, who's right in our community.
Visit sterlingcarpentry.ca. Premium craftsmanship built to last.
From heavy equipment to home renovation supplies, tractors, brand new kitchen cabinet sets, and so much more, BrinesAuction.com has you covered. Check out the home of great deals. Place your bid at BrinesAuction.com. Online auction closes today.
From sports to the oldies to the country, we cover it all. 800-CJBQ. The issues that matter to you are on our agenda today. You're listening to The Lauren Brooker Show on 800-CJBQ.
Ryan Williams is our guest today, and we're just talking about family. And Ryan has three lovely children and a lovely wife, and it's hard on the family. It's hard on everything, this campaign and being a politician. And I hope that anybody out there who's thinking of making a comment on any party, any politician or any candidate about their family, really just takes it and shoves it up their keister, because this is has nothing to do with them. You want to take a shot on Ryan's political views? Have at it. You want to take a shot at Chris Millett's political views? Have at it. But you want to talk about Chris Millett's family or Ryan's family? No. It's off limits. And I see a little bit of this creeping in. It's not acceptable. And I don't think most people think it's acceptable.
No.
And so, you know, Ryan, if somebody doesn't like what you, the cut of your jib, okay, you've put yourself out there, right? But that's it.
No,
that's the only member of the Williams that should have...
I don't think... anyone... And look, this, we've been in this game a long time. You know, it's your integrity. It's your person, yourself.
Right.
You know, it's a lot. And I'll say this, like, running an election, I give credit every time I say this. Anyone who puts their name in a hat for anything, I give full credit to them. This is what democracy is about. It's also very tough. And in this world, especially the divisiveness, it is a tough world out there for all candidates, for every party. I think what's really nice for this campaign locally, which I hope in the future and we continue, is this about the issues. This is about people's lives. This is a big election, and we'll continue to do that.
All right, let's go back to the phones. Rick, good morning. Quickly, you're on the air. We want to get through these phone calls today.
How are you, Ryan?
How are you doing, Rick?
Good, thank you. I'm concerned. Our military, as you know, I'm a very, very advocate of Canadian military. We have contracts with the F-35s, and we've already got 16 purchased. And we have a close tie to industries in the United States, aerospace industries. Like, we're now training our people overseas in Lossiemouth and Scotland on the P-8 Poseidon. How do we integrate with this tariffs our heavy military contracts? Because we have a lot of military contracts. The F-35 has no competition. We have 110 companies in Canada build that Lockheed gave permission to build parts for that aircraft. How do we do that with all the tariffs and stuff? And plus, what about the sovereignty of the North? Very important.
No, you're right, 100%. And look, we have 110 companies involved. And did you know we have one Canadian or one Belleville company involved with making a piece for the F-34?
F-35.
F-22.
There's lots of Fs out there.
No, and
some of those Fs drop bombs.
Yeah, so, and we have Winnipeg making parts, and I know even St. Margaret's.
Okay, so with everything going on...
Look, the first thing you got to do is stand up for Canada. We haven't had Prime Minister yet. When the American president says that America's getting a bad deal from Canada, it's actually, they're getting an incredible deal from Canada. Not only are parts and all these things done, most of our procurement is from the U.S. We have to fix procurement to be more Canadian. We have to make sure that we're doing more of our industry and producing more and refining our critical minerals, our aluminum, our IP, for instance. We fund from taxpayer dollars Tesla research in Dalhousie. 100% of it goes to Dartmouth. We have to start building and keeping our ideas and building Canada up, and that's what we're doing first and foremost. That's our whole campaign. Second, when you do that, 35 U.S. states have not, Canada's our number one trading partner. We're really fighting to say we're going to make Canada strong. And if they don't want to deal with us, it's just like when you're dating, Lauren, you're going to pick the second choice. We're going to go to Southeast Asia. It's not Europe. Europe has problems with each other. Besides Germany that wants our LNG, Southeast Asia, Japan, you and I have been to South Korea, Indonesia, our Kanzak partners, which is Australia, New Zealand, and the UK. That's who we're going to make deals with. And then finally, we're going to make that and stand up for our military. We're putting, Pierre announced last week, we're going to put every ounce, if we make a new deal with the U.S., every ounce of revenue we get from a new deal will go into NATO. It'll go into CFP Trend. It's going to go to the North. We're going to build our military bot so it's big and bad and beautiful.
Annette, good morning. You're on with Ryan.
Good morning. I'm glad to be able to talk to you, Ryan.
Good morning, Annette.
In Mr. Polyev's speeches, I noticed a number of times, he keeps on mentioning about we will build new statues and name new public structures after the great founding prime minister of our country. Now, like, why is that so important to him when there's so many other important issues? And it's going to open up a can of worms, I can tell you that.
Well, I think, thank you very much for your question. I think it's really important. And, you know, I think it goes with the whole theme that we have to build Canada back up, that for so long we've torn Canada down. When people said broken before, well, when we talked about broken, it was also our culture of uniting Canadians from coast to coast to coast. making sure that, you know, Canada stands proud of its history, stands proud of its cultures and backgrounds and practices, our First Nations peoples, our history in Belleville or other areas. And for so long, we have felt that there's been a war against our culture and our people and our history. And we don't say we should be repeating history, or a lot of times repeating all the speeches that were said back in 1867, because some of those our culture has changed and our people has changed. But we can't destroy it. We can't have a country that's destroying itself. We have to be united with itself. So his point is, under that culture, we're going to stand up for Canada, remember our history, our shared history, look after our peoples as a whole. You know, it's a hard job in Canada alone to hold on to two major cultures, which is our French and English culture that was upper and lower Canada for so many years. It's also really hard. Yes, it's all really hard also to hold the West, the central part of Canada, the North, and the East together. You imagine in Parliament, we all sit there and we all represent constituencies which are really different from each other. Alberta communities are not really always the same as Belleville and our southeastern Ontario neighbors, as they are around Quebec City and Chicoutimi and other areas, as they are Atlantic Canada. We all have different backgrounds and issues, but what unites us in Canada is the shared beliefs in our history, the shared belief in Canada standing up for all peoples. We're a mosaic of different cultures. We're the most multicultural country in the whole world.
And I think every party believes that.
Yes,
right?
And so our point is, what we're saying when we unite Canada is we're also uniting Canada with our history. Enough tearing down our statues. We know there's lessons to be learned, and we were always going to talk about what were the bad parts of history, but we have to celebrate our shared history, our shared people, our shared genealogy as a whole, and that we as a nation are better together, that we all have common values, and we want to stand for freedom and democracy. And, you know, the biggest thing I ever talked about, the last thing is, I visited the museum years ago, and we talked about the freedom of the press was a big thing, that we talk about the ability for a government and a press to hold a government to account. That's really what freedom of the press is, and uniting all of that also from west to east. And even myself, I'm trying to
learn
French.
But how do you keep the press free when you don't even allow the press on the plane?
Well, honestly, I think he's got a family that I think he wanted separate, and his point has always been, I'm focusing on local media, and I'm answering every question everyone ever asked.
But,
so
I mean, it's just a pain in the ass.
Well, then
the
press yesterday, I saw, were complaining they had to pay $33,000 to Mark Carney to be part of his plane trip. So I don't know who you're going to. I don't think a press on a plane, when they're all at his events and all local media are answering questions, are really the issue.
I think that was a bad move. Okay, Walt, good morning. You get the last word with Ryan today, and keep it super quick.
Okay, so I'll try and make it super quick. First of all, very proud of Paul Evans' efforts. I'm looking forward to supporting him, and so is our family.
Thank you, Walt.
Two things, our logistics to get our economy going has got to be improved. We're stuck with one east-west corridor from Windsor to Quebec. Other than that, we've got a Highway 7 that's a broken means of logistics. We have to do something more like the States did with the interstate to keep our commerce moving. The other one, the money that's going into CBC has got to stop. If CBC wants to be a media outlet, then let them survive on their own merit, not have taxpayer money go into it. No media should be getting tax money. Other than that, the last one is our jail and bail system has got to stop. We are just letting, I realize it's not the judiciary, but the criminal code, but that needs to be addressed.
Okay.
So that we can get
Canada
back where it is.
I gotta go. All right, Ryan.
All right,
you now
yep. So absolutely, jail, not bail for repeat violent offenders and drug criminals. Certainly, we've always said there's no freedom of the press when you're paying the press from the government. The body that's supposed to be holding you to account should not be paid, especially in a campaign, shouldn't be told they're getting $150 million more when they're on the plane trying to cover you.
All right.
Last point on corridor.
I don't have time for that point.
Okay. Well, the corridor, energy corridor, making sure we get our pipelines from east to west. Obviously, the train that was supposed to go through Peterborough and not have one stop from Peterborough to Ottawa is ridiculous.
Okay.
We need to spend more money better.
90 seconds to tell us why you should be the MP.
Listen, this is a generational election. This is really a time when we're come together. We have a common threat, and we have to come together as one for one nation. We have one generation that had the dream of Canada, that you could work hard and get a good job, take some money home to live in a safe neighborhood with a strong border under a Canadian flag. Our lower generations, the children and grandchildren, do not have that dream. Our party's goal is to restore that dream, that promise of Canada. We're going to make sure that we reduce the bureaucracy to build more homes. We're going to cut income taxes. We're going to stop the misuse and scandals and spending so that you can take more money home. We're going to develop the promise of Canada because we have all the things the world wants, the oil, the natural gas, the critical minerals, the aluminum. We're going to make sure that food processing is protected. We're getting rid of the carbon taxes, anything that's been a drain. As the Liberals say to you, how great it is to fill your gas tank up, we're going to make sure no carbon taxes go on our industry here. If a carbon tax goes on either Kellogg's or Procter & Gamble, those jobs will be threatened. And the last thing, something I didn't mention today, Mark Carney is going to make sure that only by 2035 you can only drive an electric vehicle. That's a mandate that's in. The promise for us is you won't have that mandate. You're going to be able to have a choice in this country. And that's what we're trying to do, unite people under a common vision, under a common flag, and that dream for young Canadians, young and old, that we have an incredible country. Let's make sure we bring it home for them. I'm happy to get your vote. Thank you so much for listening, and let's bring it home.
Okay. Ryan, if somebody wants to find out more about you, how do they do so?
They do so at votewilliams.ca.
Votewilliams.ca. Thank you, Ryan. Best of luck. Remember, full election coverage here on 800 CJBQ and vote on the 28th of April. Tomorrow on the show, we're going to have Rick Brzee. He is the member of provincial parliament for Hastings, Lennox, and Addington. And Rick has a new gig and an old gig, and we'll talk to him about that. Lots to get to tomorrow. Big thanks to Mayor Ellis and, of course, Ryan for joining us. And thanks to Ted for producing our show. News is next at 11. Enjoy the rest of your day. And thanks so much for coming out.